We'd like to welcome once again Dr. Seth Moore, Grand Portage wildlife biologist and regular guest here on WTIP. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Kara. It's good to be here again.
One of our frequent topics is moose. It's something that is in the news. There are studies going on right now. The population is plummeting. Tell us what the Grand Portage Band is doing around moose research.
Sure. Well, you know, we've been researching the moose population decline for several years. I think since 2009, we actually began doing moose research. And this is something that is a high-level concern to the Grand Portage Band. Moose are the primary subsistence species to the band. And so for that reason, I invest a lot of my time and our collective resources into trying to understand what's going on with the moose population. So, you know, moose has been in the news extensively lately, particularly this time of year, the moose are dropping calves. And one of the studies that we've been working on, to some extent collaborating with the Department of Natural Resources, is looking at what is causing calf mortality. It looks like we have reasonably high pregnancy rates in our cow moose, and they're dropping calves, but the calves don't seem to be surviving that first year of life. And so we are doing a study here in Grand Portage in partnership with the Minnesota Zoo. I've been working with a veterinarian there named Dr. Tiffany Wolf, and we just last week finished collaring 7 moose calves on the reservation from some of our collared cows. And we actually had a very successful calf capturing operation. We were able to get in on the animals. We were fairly unobtrusive. We were able to get collars on the calves very successfully, and all the calves reconnected with their moms and appear to be doing fine. So, you know, it was fortunate that we had a good experience with this, and thus far we haven't had any issues as far as the capture methods that we used. We've been watching the calves and the cows together. We're looking at the habitats that they're using. And then we're also really interested in determining what ultimately causes calves to die, whether it's maternal health or whether it's issues with the calves' health itself, or if it's straight up predation or disease or parasites. And so what we did when we captured these calves was we put a collar on them, like I said, but we also collected a bunch of different biological samples, including blood, that we can relate to the cow blood to see if there's diseases being transmitted from the cows to the calves. We're also interested in making sure that the calves are taking up maternal antibodies, which prevent infection and disease. And so that's one of the things we're screening the blood for. And then in addition to that, we're also looking at levels of stress in both the cows and the calves to see if highly stressed moose cows result in highly stressed moose calves. And so one of the things we're looking at is a type of hormone that can be found in the hair that measures long-term stress. And we're going to try to relate cow stress to calf stress to see if there's in utero, which means stress that's happening in the uterus of the cow, that might be affecting calf health. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of studies that we're undertaking. We just finished, like I said, we just finished collaring the calves, and our capture operation was very successful. Over the course of the last few weeks, we have lost one calf to wolf predation. It happened about a week and a half or 2 weeks after we captured it. And then when we were doing our calf operation, we found one calf that also was attacked by wolves. The mom successfully actually fended off the wolves, but ended up inadvertently stepping on the calf and breaking a couple of its legs. And the calf had just recently died when we got in there. So, you know, it's hard to know what the major players are going to be in terms of calf or calf mortality, but what we've seen thus far has been wolf predation. But we haven't really looked at the data to see if those cows were health compromised prior to the predation or if the calves were stressed. So that's going to be, you know, part of what we try to do with this work.
So you say none of the calves died as a result of being captured?
No, not in this study. They haven't. We had a pretty successful operation. We took some risks in what we did. We went in with a very small team and used the most unobtrusive approach that we could think of to do that. So it was a bit of a risky approach, but it worked out successfully for us and for the animals as well.
Okay. All right. Well, moose, it's an ongoing problem. We all hate to see them disappear on the landscape. But it isn't looking good.
It isn't. And, you know, I also wanted to talk a little bit about some of our adult animals. We collared 19 moose in February, And already in a four-month period, we've seen about 31% mortality on our adult moose. So it's clear that we have very health-compromised moose. Of those animals, 5 of 6 had health-related issues. One of them was attacked by wolves, but it also had underlying health-related issues. So all 6, 100% of the ones that have died thus far had health issues. So it's easy to try to point fingers and say, you know, wolves are causing this or something is causing this. What it comes down to is our moose herd here in northeastern Minnesota is not a healthy moose herd. And so our goal is to really try to pin down what these causes are, and then if there are things that managers can do to try to mitigate those things, that's what we'll try to do in the future.
All right. Well, Dr. Seth Moore, once again, thank you for keeping us up to date on the moose situation, and we'll talk to you again soon. Oh, wait, I cannot forget this. Trivia from Hannah.
I do have a piece of trivia from Hannah. This is an owl-related trivia, but the great horned owl has no sense of smell. So I guess everything that they do has to use the other senses.
Their eyes, huh?
That's right.
All right. Thanks to Hannah. We will talk to you again soon, Dr. Seth Moore.
Thanks a lot, Kara. Bye-bye.
Bye.